The Bangladeshi ambassador to the UN, Shamim Hassan, told the conference that the roots of the crisis involving the stateless, mainly Muslim Rohingyas, who fled northern Myanmar in the face of brutal violence, stretch back many years.
Even before this crisis, for 3 decades, Bangladesh had been hosting nearly 400,000 Myanmar nationals. Combined, the number of forcibly displaced Rohingyas in Bangladesh has now reached nearly 1 million. This is an untenable situation.
With so many Rohingyas sheltering on hillsides in the Cox's Bazar region of Bangladesh, the UN agencies leading the humanitarian effort since the end of August praised the Bangladeshi government response and thanked donor countries for what they'd given so far. The UN has appealed for $434 million to save lives and protect the refugees, including water and sanitation assistance for 370,000 and health services for more than 270,000. UN Migration Director William Lacy Swing outlined the scale of the challenge, with thousands continuing to arrive every day.
We are now faced with a challenge of enormous proportions that requires an enormous response over the foreseeable future. To be quite frank, everything is a priority. If you had to look at the top priorities, however, it would probably be, above all else, shelter, building shelter for 900,000 people, protection, including proper registration, food security, basic health services, and water and sanitation facilities.
The UN Relief Chief, Mark Lowcock, said that the needs were continuing to change, and new arrivals include a large number of very severely, acutely malnourished children. Partners were working hard, he said, to avoid a crisis within a crisis by vaccinating thousands against cholera, measles, and other diseases. More funding was paramount, he added.
We need more money to keep pace with intensifying needs. My second point is that this is not an isolated crisis. It is the latest round in a decades-long cycle of persecution, violence, and displacement. Serious violations continue in Rakhine. We continue to face severe access restrictions, crippling our ability to assess needs and to provide assistance.
Mr. Lowcock said that the $335 million pledged by the end of the one-day conference was very encouraging, but he added that support from donors to help find actual solutions to the crisis was also paramount. That was a point amplified by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi.
If the root causes are not addressed in Myanmar and urgently, first of all, we won't see the end of this crisis anytime soon, and we'll be soon coming back to you for more. And second, even if we do find some solution provisionally, it will not be sustainable. And of course, we fully support the call of the Secretary General to stop violence, grant access, and create conditions for the right of return of the refugees.
Mr. Grandi said the UN and most NGOs had not been allowed into northern Rakhine since the end of August, where dozens of villages have been burned to the ground and fleeing Rohingyas have reported hundreds of brutal atrocities committed by Myanmar forces. He told the conference that although the Myanmar authorities had failed to give the UN access, intergovernmental talks were underway between Myanmar and Bangladesh on refugee return. Matt Wells, United Nations.